What's good? What's good? What's good? Fuck with me. Thirsty Thursdays.
These are the things that I say. Growing up in the hood, it's all good.
Y'all fucking with y'all host, Free D. The one and only tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie? AKA Stacks. Hey, listen. Hey, I had to bring it into y'all early, man. Just to give y'all a little teasing. I got my boy Mo in here tonight. My homie from Camden. You feel me? We finna get lit a little bit up in this motherfucker. You know it's thirsty. And, you know, bitch ain't thirsty. She got that Jose Cuervo tonight. That's her perfect bitch for tonight. I hope when you're pulling up, my boy got the Heineken. I hope when you're pulling up, you got something to drink, too. I'm going to go live somewhere. I'm going live on a fly. We somewhere. We on like 4 or 5 different platforms right now. I'm going live and shit. Thank you. Oh, Pippin, somebody trying to call you Pippin. All right, what's good, man? Like I said, yo, we got my boy here. This new dope platform called Thirsty Thursdays. Like I said, hosted by me, Ghost Trip, Hometown CMD. It's a little background about me. It ain't about me. It's about rebuilding the platform for artists. All types of pills, dust, liquor, and the marijuana. I see the burgers for artists, actors, you never hear a sound dancers, authors, hood actors. I don't give a fuck if you're an actor. It's whatever. You could come on and inspire the up-and-coming actors to do their thing. I don't care if you're an already established artist. You could come on here and, you know, inspire up-and-coming artists to do their damn thing, too. You know what I mean? It's a straight dope-ass free platform. I don't need your Cash App. You don't need my Cash App. You ain't got Cash App me $5, $20, none of that shit. Straight free platform to get on. Hopefully gain some fans. You know, meet some dope-ass people that ain't going to charge you to network with them. Because it's all about, you know, building your profile and shit, you know, building your bio and shit, and, you know, building your whole image, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know the know-how, but some people that do always want to charge you for this shit, like, they own. So, that's the purpose of this show. Keep it short. I got my boy Mo here today and shit. We finna get lit, you know what I mean? You hear him playing in the background. You know, we gonna start out with you. Tell us a little bit about that track. I know it's called Dully Vision. I mean, I'm feeling it. I got a chance to listen to it before we jumped in. You know, before we went live or whatever. But I'm gonna give you a chance to, you know, introduce yourself. You know, tell people, you know, who you are. You know, where you from. You know what I mean? And a little bit about this right here. You know, is it released? Are you releasing it soon? And if so, where and, you know, when and where people can find it at?
It's me, Mo, MOLA, Master of Lyrical Excellence, and I represent the regiment CVP straight out of CMD, New Jersey. You hear me? Most official lyricist ever. Mo is an acronym. That's what it stands for. Master of Lyrical Excellence, most official lyricist ever. As far as like streaming anything, you supposed to be helping with that. I don't know nothing about that yet. I want to tell the people that I can't lie. I'm a kid. You know? I make music. My people freak. She gonna put me on and show me how to stream all this stuff and put it on platforms. As of right now, I don't know nothing. I'm sorry.
I got
it. What it is. She got me though. She already knew that. She plugged me in real good though. You nice. I like that. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you, bro.
You know, I'm from Camden. New freak for mad years, man. Like I said before, I'm proud of you too. I like this little thing you got going on. Thanks for having me on. What's going on, people? How y'all doing, everybody, everywhere?
Yeah, tune in, y'all. Tune in. Like and share, man. We got to support each other, man. Share. Most definitely.
Like and share.
Most definitely. So let me ask you, yo, what made you start, you know, what made you get into rapping? You know what I mean? What inspired you?
I think just hearing the music all the time, like, I'm the youngest of 6, you know what I mean? I got older brothers and sisters. My oldest sister is like 10 years older than me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so like, I remember my first talent show at Sumner. Now I'm at the Sumner, right out of Centerville. They was like, you do whatever. I ain't know how to rap at that time, but I was so big in the rap. And mind you, right now, I guess people could call us old heads. I'm 42, so When I Need Love dropped, who was that, 86, 87? I probably was like in the first, second grade at that time. I remember my sister used to play that joint over and over and over. It all went in her room. I stole her tape. That's when we had cassette tapes. I stole her tape, threw that joint in the radio, and I kept playing it and stopping it, and I wrote all his lyrics.
Yeah.
What'd he say? I rewinded and write it, rewinded and write. Yo, by the time I finished writing his song, I knew it. Like, on cap already. Like, that was crazy. So, I mean, I performed and it was dope. Man. Like, oh, shit. I felt like it was my song. Like, yo, I'm a star. After that, it was over. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm a star. Everybody loves me.
I feel that. That's what I'm supposed
to be doing, man. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So. And then
that's
after
a start.
I was getting them plays and stuff. You know, my mom had me in church all crazy as a young boy. So I was doing a whole lot of plays in church. So as me, like, memorizing lines, I used to memorize lines a whole lot. I'd do these plays. I'd be nervous. But then while I'm doing it, that nervous I was feeling turned into butterflies. And then I got my applause. I said, yo, I'm supposed to be entertaining people. That's what I'm supposed to be. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's where it really started from. But as far as that song you was playing, it's called Deli Vision. Cause I big like you hear it in the hook. It's what I see daily. Yeah. Growing up in the hood, you know what I mean. Like, and like I said, like I told you before. Yo, what's up, bro? I get at you. And that's, I said that before, but I got the idea from, you know, Nas, my favorite artist. And he had a song, looking out my project window. I was listening to that one day. I was like, damn. Look out my window. This is what I see. So I wrote it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So it was inspired by that. Not an idea, you feel what I'm saying? So
That's dope. We all got to get our inspiration from somewhere, man. You know what I mean? To know is even doper, though. You feel what I'm saying? Let me ask you, you know, if it wasn't for music, like, where would you be now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, are you pursuing it on a like a monetizing level, or are you just doing it just for the love of it?
Right now it's for the love, but I should be doing it on a whole nother level. And I've been, not to toot my own horn, but I've been hearing that for, like, since I started, like, for years. Like, yo, you're supposed to be, I don't know, like, I don't want to make it as an excuse, but I guess where I come from, how many rappers blew up from Camden? You know what I'm saying? Like, we had one nigga, Grand Pooba, 32nd Street Hustlers. I kicked the ball. That was so long ago, though.
Ball. Yeah, facts, right?
he had known artists from New York coming at him because of that one. Well, not the one song, because the whole 32nd Street Hustler album was dope. But he had real, like, Slick Rick and them coming at the nigga, like. And that wasn't no diss. That was back then. That was a badge of honor. If you made some dope shit, a nigga come at you. Like, oh, that shit was dope. You shut that shit down. You know what I'm saying? So, but look how long ago that was. That was the early 80s, man. You know what I mean? And so, like, growing up in Camden, especially when we was the murder capital in the early mid 90s.
Yeah,
you're not thinking about going on rap. All you thinking about is you ain't trying to die by the time you're 20. That's what you're learning. Like, I ain't trying to get killed.
Facts.
You
start
get money, fuck bitches. You know, regular shit. Like, but I'm nice, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
Facts.
You know, but then I'll be sometimes listening to people now, like, not to be hating, like, yo, I'm nicer than him. If he on, I should be on. It is what it is. Like, damn, he got on, I should have been on it.
Yeah, really, like, not really. So that's where my next question come from. You know what I mean? Like, what makes you different from like other rappers in the industry? You know what I mean?
Because the love is there. It's not about a lot of rappers in the industry. I think they love it, or they might like it a lot. I don't think they really love, and they probably don't even know, like, a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like I say, I grew up in church, so I'm very spiritual. I know, like, when I listen to the stuff I write, I know that didn't come from me. Like, I didn't do that. I'm not that nice. You know what I mean? So I know where it came from. So I can appreciate, like, man, God really gave me a gift. You know what I mean? And I recognize that. So every time I write something, this rap gotta be better than the last one. The next one gotta be better than this one.
Stay pushing.
I don't just put out music just to be putting out music. And, like, I have a message if you really listen to it. You know what I mean? Okay. So
That's what's up. That's what's up. You stay pushing. You gotta keep pushing in this industry. You gotta keep pushing, man. Cause it's always elevating, man. I don't think hip hop has changed. I think that hip hop has elevated a lot. I've talked to some rappers, right, and you know, they'd be like, well, you know, hip hop changed, man. It's different now, this and that, or whatever. No, I just think that you as an artist, you just can't keep up. You feel me? That's how I feel. That's how I feel personally. Because I know I can spit on anything right now, and I'll still sound like that. I may not sound like these rappers today, but I can keep up with these rappers today. And that's my personal opinion. Right. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, you know, us being rappers from a different era compared to the rappers that are the style of rapper that's, you know, the rapper that's going on right now? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, you know what I mean? As you being an older rapper, like, we in our 40s, you feel what I'm saying? And like I said, like, we said we was going to discuss this, right? You know, people putting the age limit on, you know, how old you are, only when you're considering the genre rap. You know what I'm saying? But you can be an old-ass country singer. You can be an old-ass rock singer. You can be an old-ass opera, country, whatever. I don't know if I said country now. Yeah, you can be an old-ass R&B singer. I bet you when R. Kelly get out and he drop a single or some shit, I bet you motherfuckers would be right there dropping them old-ass panties and bras for that nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
They dropping their Depends.
They'll be talking about how his old ass still got it. That's what they'll be talking about. You feel what I'm saying? Like, straight like that. So I just feel like, how do you feel about that, you know, that label, you know, as far as us being still artists and feel like we still, you know, we may not even be at our prime. Maybe we are at our prime now. Maybe we had to go through all what we had to go through to know that now this is what we need to do to excel in the industry. How do you feel about that label? We're too old to be still rapping right now.
All right, first of all, about that, what I want to say is hip-hop is hip-hop. Rap is a form of hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's not just rap. It's just not hip-hop. It's like, you know, back like when we grew up, there's elements to this. You had your graffiti artists. You had your dancers. You had your DJs. All that shit is hip-hop, first of all. Yeah. And I wouldn't actually say it elevated. I wouldn't use that word, but I would say it evolved. And there's nothing wrong with evolution, because if we don't evolve, then we'd have still been coming out through caves, banging women on the head, like, come on, you mom. Like, even though some niggas still on that type time. But nah, like,
they can try me if they want to.
Nothing stays the same. Change is good. If I'm saying, first of all. Second of all, I want all these old artists, including myself, I be having to remind myself this too. Let's stop acting like we ain't had no whack ass rappers in our motherfucking in our genre, in our day. We had some whack niggas, man. We had some whack ass niggas. We used to listen to MC Hammer, like, for real.
Yeah, fact.
Come on. And it was the shit to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
let's stop acting like we ain't no. Who was that nigga with the polka dots, Kwame? Come on, man.
Yeah, we had whack niggas shit. Too. Yeah, we did.
He was whack as shit. We was whack as shit. Like, we had some whack people. We had some whack niggas too. So let's stop doing that. But
yeah, what I think, he hit them hard. Thirsty Thursdays.
It was some whack ass niggas out there rapping, but you know, and that was like, it was the transition going into the golden era, like that mid-90s era. Oh my God. That's when shit was so dope. You forgot about them type niggas. Like, oh, who? You forgot
right, yeah. There was
a lot of dope niggas coming out. But all this doing is now, if people really look at it, all this doing now in the hip hop now, especially with the younger generation, is all really reverting back to the 80s, like the party dance turn up type shit. It just sounds different. You feel what I'm saying? Everything stays the same, but it evolved. That's why I say I wouldn't call it elevated. I would call it evolving. You feel what I'm saying? But as far as being too old, how you going to be? You can't put an age limit on music.
You can't put an age limit on art.
You got to understand hip art. Oh, that's a good one. Because
You can't put an age limit on art. That's like Picasso. He's a famous. I was just saying this shit to somebody. Yesterday, that's like Picasso. He paint, right? You heard me? That nigga dead. and his paint still costs mad mother. The longer he dead, the more motherfucking money costs. Absolutely. You feel me? So what the fuck you mean? I'm too old to be a fucking rapper. Nah, nigga, I'm too motherfucking young. You heard me?
Listen, you gotta understand. That's a marketing scheme. It's for the young generation. It's only for the young generation because they not buying shit. They get their parents to buy it. So they want pushing on the young motherfucker. That's all marketing. And you're not too old. You gotta think about it like this, right? Hip hop itself is young. Hip hop only been out 42 years. Hip hop is as old as me. Rap is as old as we are. It's only 42 years old. Blues 100 years old. Rock and roll, all that shit is old as shit. That's why you got old ass artists is old as shit. So
we created all that shit.
That's why you got niggas like Nas and Jay Owner. Them niggas grew up in the golden era of hip hop, but they still relevant today because they grew up with hip hop. Now people say, "Oh, you can't get on at 42 because it's gonna take years." That's bullshit because we got social media, motherfucker. I make one hit song today, like that shit a banger. As long as I put that shit on TikTok and I got girls doing a little that shit, I'll be on tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Yep, yep. So we got to work on that next track.
New day and age.
You heard me, bro? We got to work on that next track then. You got to work on the next track. Yeah. Get you on TikTok with the bitches and the hoes and the shaking and the, you know, with the yo.
You definitely got to help me with that.
I got you, bro. I got people down there that's doing their thing too, man. You already know. Like, listen. All right, so let me ask you, right? Let me ask you this, right? You know what I mean? Like, if you could collaborate with any artist, I mean, any artist, who would it be and why? Like, you know, why? Like, I mean, like, you know, because they just dope as fuck, or, you know, why?
I already told y'all, first and foremost, my favorite artist, if I collab with Nas, man, that'd be like a dream come true, because he's my musical inspiration, because the dude gets so deep. He get mad deep, like, to where as though, it'd be like this, right? I'd be having an argument with my man and stuff, my man Dom. Shout out to Dom, Victoria's Kitchen is out of Sicklerville. He on that joint. We be arguing all day. Oh, Jay Nas. I'm a fan of both of them, first of all, but Nas my favorite artist, because if I'm on a highway driving a long distance and you listen to that party shit Jay do, that's cool. I love it. But when you put that Nas on, you really be zoning, because he say shit you can like relate to that's just regular people shit. Like as an artist, you should be able to make a song about sitting in the kitchen cooking food for your kids. And the song should be dope. Because there's a lot of moms that sit in the kitchen cooking food for their kids. So they can relate to shit like that. It don't got to be all the time sucking dick, killing niggas, hustling. He's so well-rounded. He goes all the way around the board. All the way around the board. It's like people say, think outside the box when you rap. I say there is no box. There's no such thing as a box. If you're thinking outside the box, you're going to bump into the corner of that box. There's no box at all. It's space. Space is endless. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I would love to do a joint with him. Of course, Jay, because they two legends. But
of course,
I would love to do a joint with Mos Def. I like that dude and Black.
Yeah, I like that nigga too. I like him in a different way though. I like him too. I like him in a different way though. I like that motherfucker too.
Who you talking about?
You said Mos Def. I like him too, but I like him in a different way. You
talking about? Freak? We talking about
Red? Thirsty Thursdays. You fucking with your host, Freaky Deek, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie? AKA Snacks with your boy Mo. You heard me? Fuck that shit. Make sure y'all tuning in every motherfucking week. I feel you. Yeah, you fucking ride like in a different way. So we gonna go on to our next question. This shit, man. Hey, listen, man. Which artist do you think would harmonize best with? Like, which artist do you think you would harmonize best with? Like on the track with, you know what I mean? Like,
What you mean by harmonize,
you know what I mean? Like, y'all, you know, like, I got a cuz that every time we do a track, like, our voices just go, it complement each other, basically. Like, our vocals complement each other. You know how you can hear, like, a motherfucker on like, a couple of motherfuckers on the track, but it's like, damn, it would have been dope if you didn't have that nigga on there and just you, or you and that other motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
I heard that too many times. I don't really like that, because if I do a song with the artist and I like his joint, you might not like it, but I liked it enough to put I liked it enough to put that joint together with the person. Like, I mean, but everybody's opinionated. I can't tell you what to like and what not to like. But as far as that, see, that's kind of different for me, because I don't sound the same on every song.
I feel you. I feel
like
you.
On certain joints, like I might write something. I might write one joint with more aggression than the other joint. One joint might be one joint might be aggressive. So
now all energy. So you big on energy. You big on energy. Big on energy. Yeah, I feel you. So all right. So let me ask you this, yo. All right, so let me ask you this. So what differentiates you from the next wannabe rapper?
Man, that's a good ass question, man. It depends on how bad you want to be a rapper. I don't want to be a rapper. I don't want to be a rapper. I don't even call myself a rapper. I still say I'm an MC or I'm an artist. You know what I mean? I'm extra hip hop old nigga. Like, I don't even call myself a rapper. You know what's a rapper? That shit that's wrapped around a Snicker bar. I'm not that. That's not me.
Yeah. I'm something
different, but what would differentiate me? I don't even know how to answer that. Honestly, I don't know. What would make me different? I think just me, my character, personality. I don't know as far as rapper would make me different, because if a person wanted more than me, that's probably what make me different than him, because he wanted more than me. Or if I wanted more than him.
That's what's up. I feel you, man.
You know, I stopped rapping for a while too, freak. A lot of people ain't know that.
I was just about to ask you that. I know you was rapping for a while, and I know it's like it's you know, like I said, like we all have, you know, things that happen in our lives. You know, we have children, right. We have, you know, parents start passing away, and you know, we start losing people, you know, and then we had COVID, you know what I mean? I know that set a lot of people back and shit like that as far as their music, and it made a lot of other people's push, though. You feel what I'm saying? Right. You got a lot of people, a lot of other motherfuckers push and create platforms and do a lot for themselves. You know, a lot of motherfuckers got locked up, too. You know what I mean?
I wish I could use all those excuses you just named as an excuse, man. I can't even use.
Hey, man.
I can't even use being locked up as an excuse, yo. I can't use none of that.
And man, it is what it is, man. But the most important thing is that you pushing and you stay pushing. What can the viewers, you know, what can the viewers, you know, the people that's listening or whatever, and everybody that's listening, man, make sure y'all tune in to Thirsty Thursdays. The first episode will be viewed. Well, this is the official first episode right here, just because I had to test out the broadcasting and the streaming and all that and make sure everything was going to be right. So I hope y'all hear everything good on y'all end. If y'all not, you know what I mean, leave comments or whatever. Let me know. Like, freak, I can't hear that shit. Whatever. You think I'm saying? Okay. Whatever. But I got the boy Mo right here. You feel me? First artist on here. I got another one coming for you. I got shit lined up, man. You know, all I can say is just that if you're interested in getting on here, just hit me up. Slots is filling up fast and shit. It's free. So, of course, motherfuckers just hit me up. So, y'all better stop playing. But listen, what I want to ask you before we finish, right? Before we check out of here and before I let them hear your last track or whatever, listen, where can people find your music at?
I got a YouTube channel. I don't know how dope it is because I don't know how to do none of that shit. I'm a caveman. That's another thing you're supposed to be helping me out with. But if you type in my name,
gotcha.
M-O-L-E with the dots, like an acronym, it'll pop up. I think it'll pop up. Or you got to type in a certain song. Like if you type in Deadly Vision, the song y'all just heard with my name, my stuff will pop up. Then what you would have to do is you would have to subscribe and hit the notification button. So, cause like every 2 weeks, two, three weeks, I come out with a video. Ain't no fancy video or nothing. Like I'll write something, I'll put the beat on my TV, I'll sit in my room and I'll rap it live. So you really like getting a live show or something like that. And it'll go straight to my channel. But if you subscribe and hit that notification button, every time I do one, thing it'll come up. And I got something coming out right now with my man, Frank Oz, we redid the two words joint that Kanye and Mos West did, Mos Def did about 20 years ago. We just remade that. That's about to drop with an official video. We really did. This is my first official video I ever did. So, you know what I mean? That should be coming in the next couple weeks. So if y'all subscribe to my channel, the notification joint, as soon as we drop that on YouTube, I mean, your joint will ring. Go look at that, like, share, do all that good stuff like y'all doing with Freak in this dope-ass podcast right now, Thirsty Thursday. You got me turning up on Thursday.
Fucking oh, right. Thirsty Thursdays. You heard me? Stop fucking playing with me, yo. Yeah, B Daddy, I said it. Hey, yo, make sure y'all check out. Hey, yo, Don't Listen podcast. Make sure y'all check out the Don't Listen podcast. Make sure y'all check out Mugga Mondays. Make sure y'all check out the Big Dummy radio show every Sunday at 1 p.m. Yo, the bros, motherfucker, yo. Mop Poke, at Mop Poke Facebook, at Mugga Mondays Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all join them groups. Make sure y'all join Thirsty Thursdays. Make sure y'all hit the boy Mole up. Make sure y'all follow him. You got a group page, bro?
I don't yet. Nope.
He gonna have a group page.
I don't have a group page. I don't know what to do on this. And yo, bro, she gonna help me out, y'all. So I know. What the fuck this nigga got going on? Freak is gonna help me out. She put me on the spot. Asking though I got shit. She know I ain't got shit going on.
Nah, I ain't put you on the spot, bro. My bad. Nah, my bad. Like I'm just asking. I thought maybe you were already on Facebook though. You feel me, baby?
That's dope though. Cause look, cause watch this. Like in a year from now, when my shit really popping, somebody might watch this old ass joint. Like, yo, look, remember he ain't had nothing going on. Freak put him on the spot. He ain't had nothing going on. Now he official.
She got him pushing. She got him pushing on Thirsty Thursdays. Fuck with me. You feel me? You heard me? Like, listen, nah. But for real, man, I really appreciate having you on here. I'm sure the guests, everybody that took the time out to check it out, man. Listen, it's gonna be fun, man. Listen, I'm a whole motherfucker. Listen, I'm gonna have you on here back as soon as fuck. Matter of fact, when you drop that two story joint, that's what it was. Two words. Oh man, I already heard it myself, man. Look, I'm a little tipsy now because it's Thirsty Thursdays, and I've been drinking. You feel me? Real talk with the boy Mo, okay, and your host Freaky Motherfucking D. The one and only tall, skinny, and bony with a be like homie, aka Snacks. Hey yo, we out of this bitch, man. Hey yo, make sure y'all stay tuned. I'ma edit the motherfucking shit in the comments so you can definitely subscribe to my boy Moa's channel and stay in tune to whatever it is he got pumping and coming at you. You heard me, yo? We out, yo. We get at you. I love you too, my nigga.